It is extremely rare that I come to the defense of ESPN, but that is exactly what I'm going to do today. Right now, we are in the middle of winter. I don't know how the weather's been where you guys live, but down here in the South, it's been freezing. Now, me personally, I prefer the winter weather over the summer weather, but winter weather does have its negatives. It increases your sensitivity to allergies. The cooler weather has a tendency to spread the flu, which used to be called the Fauci fungus. But there is one allergy that no matter what time of year, whether it's summer or winter, this specific allergy, it only affects the people in the mainstream media. People working in the media, they have a strong allergen to the truth. They simply can't handle it. Hearing the truth causes members of the media to have dangerous convulsions. The symptoms are similar to those suffering from severe cases of OMB, Orange Man Bad. Oddly enough, those with a strong allergen to the truth, oftentimes they have been diagnosed with stage 4 OMB themselves. But if you're working in the media or you are a parishioner of Woke United Methodist, you are not allowed to criticize the WNBA. When you agree to become a member and live your life abiding by the woke commandments, you agree to never criticize the dump. If you choose to provide coverage to the dump, you're only allowed to lie about it. The WNBA is filled with elite athleticism. I was amazed when I witnessed that guard with a goatee dribble between her legs. It's one of the thousands of rules that you agree to when collecting woke welfare from the media. If you're talking about the WNBA, the coverage must be positive. And that's damn sure the case if you're collecting woke welfare from the worldwide leader in woke. ESPN is excellent when it comes to lying about the WNBA. But earlier this week, we were given a subtle glimpse of what two legendary broadcasters at ESPN really think about the WNBA dump. Pardon the interruption. It's been the number one show at ESPN for as long as I can remember. Well, KC, I thought First Take was number one. Stephen A. Smith tells his followers on a daily basis that First Take has been number one for a decade. Yeah, that's what Stephen A. wants us to believe, but it's simply not true. Pardon the interruption, Tony Kornheiser, Mike Wilbon. It's been the most popular show at the worldwide leader in woke for decades now. Earlier this week, they were talking about Caitlin Clark, not to be confused with Caitlin Collins. Katie Roo, Katie Roo. Unlike Caitlin Collins at CNN, Katie Roo Clark, she's actually entertaining. She's fun to watch. Other night, Iowa hosting Michigan State. During the final seconds of the game, Caitlin Clark hits a game-winning three-point shot from damn near half court. It was an impressive shot. It was something that we would never see in the WNBA because if Caitlin Clark did this in the WNBA, there wouldn't be a camera there to capture it. Now, some people are arguing that the shot shouldn't have counted. It did appear that Caitlin Clark still had the ball in her hands as time expired, but either way, it was an impressive clutch shot. The highlight, it was circulating on social media Tuesday night, caught the attention of Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser. Following day on PTI, they were complimenting Caitlin Clark. But those compliments, they were mixed with something that the media doesn't want to hear. The truth. They were making the case for Caitlin Clark to stay in college for as long as possible. Well, KC, do they want to make sure she graduates with her degree? No. They want to make sure that she remains a professional athlete. Unfortunately for young women, the system is completely backwards, at least when you compare it to young men. Men are considered amateur basketball players at the college level. They make a little bit of money in college, but the real money is waiting for them in the NBA. For the young women, they are making big money at the college level. Once they graduate, though, they are forced to enter the place where basketball careers go to die. The dump. While looking out for the best interest of Caitlin Clark, Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, they subtly exposed what people working at ESPN really think about the WNBA. Watch for yourself.
I am probably speaking stupidity here when I say this, but it's based on at least reasonable thought. I think she should apply for a graduate year and play again. Because the pay cut she's going to have to take to go to the WNBA compared with the NIL 80%. Money. Mike, you're right. She fills that gym. I mean, her money is worth it and must be fabulous. And the WNBA can't give her that kind of money.
She and Angel Reese are must-see in person
or on television. You want to see them play, and they got to take pay cuts next year. Big ones if they go to the league.
Does anyone disagree with what they just said? You already know where I stand. I think Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon are 100% correct here. Hell, I have been saying the exact same thing here on this channel since last year. But the mainstream media, they feel differently. Headline at USA Today. Wilbon and Kornheiser are wrong about Caitlin Clark taking a pay cut in the WNBA. Oh, really? Really? Well, I would love to hear this explanation. According to USA Today, Caitlin Clark, she will not be taking a pay cut when she becomes a rookie trash engineer in the dump. Matter of fact, the complete opposite is true. Caitlin Clark will make more money. Her salary as a trash collector will be $74,000 a year. She doesn't receive a salary as a real professional basketball player in college. Well, yeah, I mean, that is true. Once Caitlin Clark finishes up her hazmat training, where they teach trash engineers to always, always wear gloves when processing the garbage, Caitlin Clark will receive a base salary that she doesn't receive in college. But that is not where the real money is made. 74 grand a year? What is that, a middle class income? Your next door neighbor's making 74 grand a year. The manager at your local Walmart's making 74 grand a year. The real money for Katie Rue Clark comes from endorsement deals. According to USA Today, Caitlin Clark, she will not only keep those endorsement deals that she got in college once she becomes a dump diver in the WNBA, but it is entirely likely that those same endorsement deals, they will become more valuable. They will pay her more money. How in the fuck are you coming to that conclusion? When companies are looking for athletes or influencers to endorse their products, how do they determine who they're going to hire and how much they're going to pay them? They make these determinations based on the size of their platform. Right now, Caitlin Clark has a decent-sized platform at Iowa. More than likely, the size of her platform decreases exponentially once she reaches the WNBA. Why do you think Caitlin Clark is so hesitant to leave college? The other night, ESPN interviewed Caitlin Clark after her game-winning shot. They asked her about entering the WNBA draft. The headline of the video read something like, "Caitlin Clark dodges question about WNBA draft." Why do you think that is? Why do you think Caitlin Clark wants to remain in college? If I remember correctly, she was eligible to be drafted into the WNBA last year. She will damn sure be eligible to enter the draft this year. And from everything I've read, Caitlin Clark, she wants to remain at Iowa for her final year of eligibility. Why? Because Caitlin Clark knows no one is paying attention to the WNBA. That game-winning shot that she made the other night, Caitlin Clark makes that same shot in the WNBA, no one notices it. The clip's not going viral on social media. Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser, they're not talking about the shot. Hell, they're not talking about it, and it would have happened on their own network. Caitlin Clark knows her exposure is likely to decrease once she enters the WNBA. Now, the mainstream media, they are assuming since Caitlin Clark is a big star now, that that star power will carry over to the WNBA. And maybe it will. Maybe Caitlin Clark will become an even bigger star once she enters the dump, but it's just not likely to happen. This time last year, Bob Griner was the biggest star in the WNBA. Hell, Bobby G was the only star in the WNBA. For the first time, the dump had an employee that managed to capture mainstream interest. Now, sure, Bob Griner captured interest for all the wrong reasons. She tried to sneak God's grass past Vlad Vlad, got busted at the airport with it, spent the next 10 or so months on an extended Russian vacation. Bob Griner returns home, family, friends happy to see her back home, while everyone else was pissed off about it because John Biden left a former Marine in prison over there. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter that normal people were pissed off with the return of Bob Griner. The WNBA was receiving something that they had never received before. Attention from normal people. Exposure to normal people. For months, they hyped up the immaculate return of Bob Griner. Heading into the season, the mainstream media, they were thinking this could be the biggest season in the history of the WNBA. What ended up happening? Bob Griner's first preseason game back in Phoenix, her home dump, empty seats throughout the front row. Hell, empty seats throughout the arena. Her first regular season game in Los Angeles, the arena was filled less than half capacity. If I remember correctly, the head coach of the LA Sparkles, I forgot her name. Whoever the hell she was, she lectured fans in Los Angeles for not being loud enough during the Immaculate Return of Bob Griner. 500,000 viewers tuned into ESPN that night to watch the return of Bobby G. After that, the WNBA returned to its usual place, irrelevancy. This league's been around for almost 3 decades now. In that time, there have been thousands and thousands of employees who have dumped trash in the WNBA. You know how many of those employees have propelled the WNBA into the mainstream? You know how many of them have become stars, household names? None. What makes anyone think Caitlin Clark will be able to do this? And look, this is nothing against Caitlin Clark. She's a phenomenal basketball player. She's a huge star right now in college. But history tells us this is impossible. History tells us that the WNBA will never be taken seriously. Think about this. What happens if the mainstream media were to turn on Caitlin Clark? Let's assume for a second that Caitlin Clark accomplishes the impossible. Her games in the WNBA, they're pulling over 1 million viewers on television, while the rest of the games in the league, they're still drawing about 200,000-300,000. Caitlin Clark, she is the only draw in the WNBA. Do you know what the media narrative's going to be? This is proof that mythical racism exists. Caitlin Clark is only a star because she's white. No one is watching when Bob Griner was the face of the dump. You know, that's how the mainstream media would frame it. In a way, I actually feel bad for Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. They're going to have this added pressure of trying to save the WNBA. For the first time, there's going to be two actual stars entering the WNBA at the same time. Will people be willing to watch? Will people be willing to pay attention? You tell me. I mean, I've got my doubts. I think part of their appeal is that they play at the college level. There is a massive negative public perception of the WNBA. I don't know if Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark, I don't know if they'll be able to erase that public perception. What about you? Can Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, can they save the WNBA? Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. I appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys tomorrow.